A lot of people are talking about the idea. It's a month since the attacks occurred. And we understand that maybe it's time to reflect. We understand that we slack off a little bit, and it's hard to feel the same intensity that we did back then when it comes to tefillah. Obviously, that's why we're having these discussions. And the Gemara says in Brachos, Lama Beis, tefillah is one of the things that needs chizuk. So if someone feels that they're not as intense as they were, it's normal. Something that we need to work on. Rashi says it needs chizuk tamid, needs constant chizuk. So it's not a surprise. You shouldn't feel bad about yourself if you're getting less intense. It's just something that we have to constantly work on. Now, sometimes maybe there's some other issues that I want to talk about a little bit, and then get on to one specific thing about tefillah. We might not. It's hard to be as intense personally in our tefillah, but maybe we would hope that our attitude towards tefillah would change because of what we're going through. So it's understandable if somebody says, it's hard for me to have kavana, it's hard for me to stay in a davening, it's long, it's challenging for me. But we would hope that people would get beyond being excited to skip part of davening, or complaining that davening is too long, that long davening is a bad thing. We should understand, if we keep pounding away about davening and understanding how critical it is, so we have to think about what do we say sometimes, what are our attitudes, and feel that although it might be difficult, it's something that's extremely important, and we can never speak in a way that puts it down. You know, in a war, if somebody is weak and brings down the morale of the entire nation, so we have to have that attitude towards tefillah, that maybe inside you feel it's a little hard for you, but the way we talk about it, the way we approach it, has to be that we have to try to do our best to be mechazik everyone around us. And we have to realize also that, of course, it's not just about the saying Tehillim, but every part of tefillah is critical. So I want to come back again to the Brach of Avos. Rav Nosson Vachfogel, who was the Mashgiach of Lakewood for many years, he says that the Gedolei Olam worked very hard on the Brach of Avos. When you first see that, it might be surprising. What does that even mean? Who would think that? Brach of Avos seems like a very simple thing. So he says that they worked very hard, they spent a lot of time, and one of the things they would do is to imagine the Maisim of the Avos. What does it mean when you're saying Elokei Avraham? You think about Avraham. You use these parshas to learn better about who are these people. Chazal say that every person should contemplate, when are my deeds? Masai Yavo Maisil, Maisa Avoisa, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. When am I going to reach the deeds of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? So Rav Vachfogel says it means that everyone has that ability inside us. So the time of tefillah is a time to contemplate, who are these people? What are my goals? And he says, this could change a person. It could be kona olamo b'sha'achas by the thoughts that you have during tefillah, just about the part of the avos. Who are the avos? So Gemara talks about, why do we start with avos? Megillah, Zayin Amud Beis, it says, we learn from the pasuk, havul Hashem b'nei elim. Rashi explains, havul Hashem mentioned the elei ha'aretz, the mighty ones of the earth. These were the mightiest people. So we have to contemplate who they were. What is the reason we have to mention the mighty people? So Siach Yitzchok says, we want to mention the Shevach of the Avos. It's the Zechuyos. We want to have that on those merits. The Rokeach says, because, as was mentioned last night, they were Masakin the Tfilos. And Rav Ori Weisblum explains, that Tfilah is like a Sulam Amutzav Arz. It's like a ladder that starts in the ground and it goes up to Shemayim. And the Avos, they started that. So we start getting on the ladder by going back to how did this whole idea of tefillah start? And maybe you could say also that idea is what? That the Avos implanted in our consciousness as a people, idea of tefillah, what tefillah means, idea of connecting to Hashem was implanted into our minds by the Avos and it's passed down through the generations. But I want to suggest one other pshat. Nefesh HaChaim talks about how through our tefillahs as well as mitzvahs and limud HaTorah, we're able to have an effect on all the worlds, that Hashem put us in charge. He gave us the keys, so to speak, to everything that goes on in the upper worlds and lower worlds. He gave over the power to us to determine what's going to happen, how the world is going to be, how much shefa, how much good will come down into the world. And tefillah is an important part of using that power. The Ramchal says that in Derech Hashem, he says that originally this was a power that was going to given to Adam HaRishon, it would be for all of his descendants. But then when Adam HaRishon sinned, Hashem gave a trial period to see who is going to come and be Zocha, and a certain family, that person, his family will be the one that has this power for the rest of time. So, Ramchal explains, Avram Avinu was Zocha, that's what we learn about in the Torah. Avram Avinu was the one that was Zocha to this. And the Klal Yisrael are the ones that have this power, that what we do, our davening, our tefillos, our Torah and mitzvos, are what affects everything that goes on in the world. So maybe that's why when we start davening and we recognize this is a special koach that we have, but who is Zocha to the, how do we get this koach? So we start by mentioning Avraham Avinu. He's the one that through his effort made us be able to have this ability that what we do on our davening is what controls, in a way, Hashem gives us a control over the world. So when a person recognizes this, their approach to davening should be different, that you realize that it's very impactful. Everything that you do, everything that you say is so powerful because we were given this koach to control the world based on what we do in our davening, our tefillah, our Torah and mitzvos. So Rav Achfogel says he was once asked, a bacher came to him, he said, so how am I supposed to reach this level? I'm going to be like the Avos. It's very hard to imagine that. How do you reach the level of the Avos? How am I? So I'm so small. How can I be like the Avos? So Rav Achfogel told him, forget about yourself. Don't put yourself into the equation. But imagine that the Avos are sitting opposite you at the table. What would that be like? If you just you contemplate that, imagine Avram, you learn about Avram in the Torah. You imagine that he's sitting there. And what would it be like to spend time with him, to have him around? What type of person that would be then? When you think that way, you contemplate it, Mamela, you're going to turn into a different person. So we can learn a lot from the Parshios. You know, the Ramban asks, the Rashi asks, why do we have the whole Bereishis? And Ramban says, because we're learning from the Maisa Avos. There's a lot to learn from, even though there's no actual mitzvos. So another thing we can add now is when it comes to tefillah, when we learn all the things that the Avos did, they give us an example for tefillah. And throughout learning the Parshios of the Avos, we can have new things to think about when we're davening, about when we do the Avos, when we contemplate, who are they, what can I learn from them, how can I be a better person, and how do we take the koach that they were zocha to and use that in the best way.